Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. You see, every time I'm here and I'm looking at faces like this, I'm like, wow. See hearts, see souls. What am I going to do here? Father, help. What am I going to do with all these faces looking at me? And we've said earlier, I'm just a quack. I don't know anything. We're just quacks. I don't know anything. I'm just, you know, depending on God for help. You know, if God doesn't show up, nothing happens. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. If nothing happens, we have done nothing. Yeah. Amen. But it's always good to do something in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. It is very important to do something, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that everybody on earth is doing something? Everything that you are doing is something. How many of us know that? But not everything we do is something to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory, give you all the honor. Thank you for your word and your presence this evening. Father, as we go into your word and as we begin to speak, we ask that you would bless hearts and that many would see your heart today.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Everything we do on earth is very important. You know, every time I spend is very important to God, even to me. Why is that so? How many of us know that out of all the times we have on earth, maybe let's say God have mercy on you and I. Maybe we lived up to, let's say, 90 or 100. And that's something, right? Can you compare that to eternity? Just so you know, you'll be doing things for eternity. And yes, for a fact, you are not going to sing all your life there. Because, you know, we have had that, you know, thought, oh, we'll go to heaven and be singing. Trust me, if you are here and you can't sing for how many hours, do you think you get there? And then they say they cry day and night. Holy, holy. Please, just cry holy, holy for 2 minutes. Let's see what happens. Let's see. So, you know, when we get there, it's not just songs. We'll be singing. Amen. How many of us know that we ought to be doing something? Amen.
Amen.
I didn't say it. Scripture said so. Why do I say so? Can we open to the book of Ephesians chapter 2? Amen. Tonight, you know, since morning, there was something that came to me, and at first I was like, God, what's going to happen here? I don't know what to say to these people. But it was quite evident what God was going to do. No, the message in the morning is very timely. How many of us were blessed? Very timely. Why? Do you know that was the process of being born that was just explained to us? How many of us want to be born of God? Oh my God. I want to be born of God. Amen.
Amen.
I want... Can you just think of that, what it means to be born of God? Let's just look at, you know, those, okay, wait, before we start looking at them, because they too, they are somewhat, some kind of, you know, enjoyment. Amen. So let's open to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I won't leave you hanging for too long these days. We are not, let me not say that. Okay. So Ephesians chapter 2. Glory to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. I will read from verse 10. Rather, from verse 8. It said, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It said, not of works, lest any man should boast. The key word there is works. It said, not of works. So which means in the realm of the spirit, what is important is what works. In the realm of the spirit, what is important are works. Amen. Amen. Just so you know, this is also linked to this morning. The message this morning is very important. Amen. Amen. And we'll get there. Yeah? In the realm of the spirit, what is important is works. There are all kinds of works. How many of us know that we can be doing all kinds of things on earth, yet we are not doing anything in heaven? Let me even bring it. That one is mild. In the sight of God, we are doing nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why? He said, if you receive something that is not revealed, it is nothing. Things that are revealed only come by one way, faith. That's they only come by one way, faith. And please, just so you know, this is not the faith that I believe. You can't believe what you don't know. Eh? If you believe it from now, in short, what would you say you want to believe for? For example, if you want to believe God for a car, that one is easy. God, I want a car. I want a car. God, I want a house. Those ones are very easy. But this one, when it comes to the realm of God, what do you believe God for? Okay, God, I want... You know, how many of us has gotten that place where we are trying to pray? I was saying, oh, Father, in the name... Okay, what am I going to pray for? You know, I'm like, okay, we're turning to talk. Amen. You know, when you are even doing that tongue, it's not reaching the ceiling in your heart. You're like, Father, you know, let heaven come down. Help me today. Now, in the realm of the spirit, the things that are important to God must be revealed. Why? Because they are invincible and they are kept by a power. And because they are kept, then someone needs to come and show it to you. Why? The person keeping them needs to come and then reveal them to you. Amen. So therefore, in the realm of works, it is important that we know what we want to do. Amen. How many of us want to be doing something for God? I want to be doing something, right? Yeah. Many of us are already doing something. But today I can decide. Brother James, I just received a revelation today. See, the needy needs to be kept. James said it. Remember the poor and the widows. We need to do charity. We don't have enough charity on earth. Brother, there is a revelation, you see, in my heart. Charity. So let's set up an organization. We are doing something, aren't we? Oh, yes, I have scripture to back it up. You know, I'm doing something for God. I need to, you know, make it. No, we need to work. But works are different. Works are different. Yeah? Before one evil spirit starts breathing to you, brother, have you seen that business idea? It's very interesting. Do it. You see, by the time let me now put it this way. See, I want to do something for God and I want all my brethren to partake of it. Christians can't serve God in hunger. When you are a child of God and you are hungry, you can't serve. You know, you see, we need to be okay. That is the order of man. In the sight of God, it's just very simple. Having food and raiment. Let us therefore be content. Please, can you tell me, in every day of your thought, do you only think of food and raiment? That itself is a work. Amen. It is a work in every heart. But there is something we need to understand. When it comes to helping God, you see that word, help God. No, God does not need your help. God just needs you. We like to help God a lot. No, I know my brother was saying one day that God told him to, he was praying, he was fired up, and he wrote list of things he wants God to do. The gist he told me was that out of the seven, he helped God to answer like one or two. After he helped God, then he marked it, God has done this one. God has done this one. So which means, with all the prayer, God is just looking. Why? Because when it comes to realms of God even doing, God responds to faith. But certain faith. Certain faith. So which means when we want to access God, there are ways we need to access him. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, he said, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. So we are his workmanship. Which means when you were made for something. You were made to work. Which means the workmanship is in you. What you need to do the work is in you. You see, spirit, soul, body. See, the soul is the program. Yeah? You program everything inside the soul, then you do it with your body. So which means before you were framed, God called you, and then he wrought a work in you. Amen.
Amen.
Who can tell me what was in Adam? Yeah? See, when God made Adam, Adam was not like you and I. Eh? That need to go to work or go to school to learn. Adam does not have any of those problems. It's true. You don't think it's a problem? It is a problem. You know why? Okay, for example, when I got to the university here, I met many of my friends. We wanted to read engineering together. If I count all of us, we'll be up to maybe 20. From our group, maybe like 5 graduated. After they tried it a little bit, I don't think I can do this. That one tried, I don't think I can do this. Why? They were all trying to fulfill their father's calling. Okay, you must be an engineer. Now, all those design in itself, right? It's actually a working in this world. Do you know that everything you're learning is a working? What you learn are workings. Why? Because you don't just learn them and stay. It doesn't happen like that. When you start learning, as you begin to learn, you do. See, the soul does not know how to resist doing. Eh? When your soul... So which means when you learn God, what do? You do God. That was all Christ was doing. He was just doing God. He was doing God. Angels, they do. That's all they do. They do God. Why do I say they do God? When I'm saying they do God, not in that dimension that God is ministering to us in the soul. Because what we are receiving now is not known yet. It's the ministry of the New Testament. If it was new, then the angels should be new. But the angels are not new. God made them. Right? So when God made them, He created a work in them. Amen.
Amen.
And that is what they do all their life. Amen.
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 He said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called or circumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hand, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Amen. 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 So they have no hope and they are without God in this world. They are without God. Amen. Amen. Am I speaking? So when we are Gentiles, or let's say when we are dogs, we are without God. How many of us know that when we got born again, we are still without God somehow? Now when we got born again, what God did is what? He called you. He turned you. You were turned. You were turned. And that is the adoption. Amen. How many of us know that to actually be a son, you have to be doing something? Yeah? So which means you need passion, yeah, for something. That all my passion should go to one thing, to doing God. Because that is the only way I can get God. So which means all of this would reveal something to me. Before I do God, I must know God. Why? Because there's a learning to learn. Amen. Amen. Therefore, I need to learn God. And then God then now started, God created a school of learning. So as you begin to learn, you have to be doing. So when you were in school, they'll give you assignments. You have to finish it. You even have time. What's God? You have a deadline. If you don't, you lose score. Okay, you didn't submit your assignment. That is minus 10% out of 100%. Then you go and beg the professor. If per adventure, he would have mercy on you. Eh? But our God is not like that. God is rich in mercy. Amen. He's rich in mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we need to do. But we can't do if we don't know. That is why we have to go to school. Yeah? The school of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. In the school of the Spirit, what they teach you, eh? It's not just too many things. Not too many. They just teach you one thing. Just one thing they teach you. God. But that God is split. Split. Okay, this is God. Split into what? Three. Till today, some people are still confused about the Trinity. Me too. It's a mystery. When you look at it, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. How do I put it? Holy Ghost, Son, Father, three in one. Okay, how can you be Father, Son, and God at the same time? You know what? God is God. Isn't it? Why? Because when men look, they couldn't demystify that thing. And then the next thing they do is, you know what? God is God. Jesus is Jesus. That's the truth. But, see, this is a great mystery. For you to understand it, you must come to God. You must come to what the Son knows. If you've not learned what Christ knows, you won't fully understand that Godhead. They are fluid. When you see them now, Christ goes, sure, my son, Alpha. It's just a little bit. The Holy Ghost goes, sure. See, Nami Kolamo. See. I realize you need Jesus. How many of us know that we need Jesus? Yes. Now, when I say we need Jesus, I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus the Christ. Yes, sir. Amen. We need Jesus the Christ. One thing I know for sure that is happening today is God wants to lift our heart to Him. This morning, as I was coming, I was dropping Femi from the airport, and I was praying. There was an unction upon me. I just started saying, "I want to begat you. I want to begat you. I want to begat you." God wants to born each and everyone here. Yes. Amen. So we must be born. Ah, and I love this. Can we say, I must be born again?
I must be born again.
It's not a mistake, because you might be thinking, what are you telling me? I gave my life to Christ a while back. Why am I saying I must be born? That does not make sense. Why? You see, you don't get born once. Amen.
Amen.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
You don't get born once, do you? You are born again and again and again. Each time you fulfill obedience, you are born. It's not a hard course, It's a very simple course. Very simple. It's not hard. But how many of us know that it is hard to the soul? It is hard. See, when God tell you, here's my commandment, it's not grievous. But the soul will tell, Father, this is hard. This is hardcore. You can't tell me this. How many of us know that there are certain things Christ can't even come and tell you? In the level of fellowship, when a father has a son, and the son does not really know, if the father and the son does not have a real relationship like that, there are things the son will be doing. Say, my father, I beg. Then the father will just be looking at the son. In short, you might even have one big wheel. He won't even show it to him. Just say, he will be thinking, he said, can I give my inheritance to him? I have an inheritance. Can I share this with him? We've watched movies now, plenty movies, and then you now have one adopted son somewhere. This one looks like me. Though he didn't give birth to him, then what? Let me will all my properties to him. Then the real son will be like, what's going on? Father, how could you do that? Sorry. He was more faithful. How many of us know that that's what God is doing to us? You see, Gentiles are we. We are what? Gentiles. If you look at, according to the normal course of this earth, Israel is the firstborn. So by nature, they should have the promise. Paul said, because they were, let me just summarize, they were blind. Or they couldn't discern the Messiah. What happened? The promise passed them. And then we are what? Gentiles now grafted into the tree. Amen.
Amen.
So when we are grafted, we are adopted sons. Although if you look at it in the spirit, we are all adopted. Both us and Israel. Anyways. We're all adopted. Father, we want to be your son. So the journey to being a son, really, starts when you start receiving things that Christ is now saying to you. The things that Christ begins to say to you are the things that will get you born again. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are now born again, what happens? You start seeing Christ and learning of Him. So God needs to raise our heart and our soul. One thing that I'm very sure that after this conference we can't have again is if our level of worldliness is 100%, it should at least by now be 50. that's just mercy. It should at least by now be 50. Why? All we have been receiving since we started is what? Deliverance from the world. Or you don't think you need deliverance? Eh? Deliverance is not just for casting out demons. Do you know that one is even low key? Eh? Low key. The real work is here. You know, all those demons, all they do is just possess this guy. All they can do is they can only manifest the flesh. Demons are flesh. Fleshy. You cannot cast me out. Amen. Please, this is true. You actually see that. But those things happen. But really, the real deliverance is to make a soul turn to God. Not just turn to God. Start learning God. So at the season of each appearance, amen, we should be faithful to learning Christ. How many of us know that it's not hard to learn Christ? It's not. Do you know what makes it hard? We've heard it this morning. This world. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Pride of life. If you look at every single thing that would stop you from responding to God, it's those three things. And this is another thing. How many of us know that we are here, we see my brother Jesus Alpha? And sometimes in my heart I'm like, I don't like that brother. Why? He just likes doing things like that. Sometimes you just come here, just do things anyhow. Then we see him again. Ah, my brother, Mr. James. You know, how many of us know that is not in what the curriculum of Christ? In the curriculum. Oh my God, she just nailed it on the head. To love all things. So when you talk about love of the brethren, so when it comes to the things concerning the love of God, when God is love. Amen. Amen. God is love, isn't he? God is love. We don't have the revelation of what that means. Each time we just have a glimpse, just a glimpse. We shed tears. We don't even know what's making us cry. Oh, Lord. It's true. How many of us know that as we are crying, we don't know? We don't know what's going on, but it's Christ talking. Do you know that just his proximity near to you, you can just be, oh, Lord. Father. Why? He's holy. Do you know what that means? He's separate. See, as he's standing beside you, everything around you that is not of him will start to be in disarray. Yeah. Say, hey. Yeah. What all those things are doing is saying, Christ, why have you come to cast us out? These ones are not spiritual. This one is inside this nature. And when Christ comes, nature will just come near you. Then your doctrine will respond, Christ. Why have you come to cast me out? What Christ wants to cast out? Christ wants to cast out doctrine. Doctrine. How many of us know that even in school we learn doctrine? Naturally, we just learn doctrine. When we were born into this world, the moment you were born, you started learning doctrine. Now, all this doctrine you've learned for years, let's just say God had mercy, you now encounter Christ, maybe age 15. And some of us were not that lucky. It's age 15. Ah, God, thank you. Which means everything you've done for, do you know that in the spirit, see that 15 years are ages. Those 15 years, is enough to raise a statue that can tell Christ, I don't want you. If mercy doesn't come to you, you can tell God, God, I don't want you. So it is mercy that makes a man come to God. Amen.
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 So if by nature we can't come to God, we need help. That means I can't really. Everything in my nature does not know how to do God. Does not know how to respond to God. There is nothing about God that I can do or know. How many of us know that before man fell, Adam knew what God wanted? Adam knew. He was wise. The way he was made, he knew that all my learning should be on this tree. He knew the course. He knew this school. The school that God gave me is just to learn this tree of life. This life, I must learn it. It's called tree of life. So what Adam really needed was life. He's a living soul, but he needed life. Why? Because all that God gave is life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Which means I don't just give life. Me, gung, is the life. So which means if you start taking me piece by piece, dismantling all that I am, what you find is life. If you take that life, you now put it down, you want to kill it. By the time you are trying to kill it, when is the minutest element was about to die, you start coming back again to life. Why? Because it's a new and living life. It's called immortality that dwelleth in the land, which no man can approach. Why? It's called everlasting life. So that life is lasting. See that everlasting is not, the way man thinks, something is lasting, it stays long. If you take eternity, pieces it. Take eternity, pieces it into eternity. That life will still be lasting. Do you know it will not what? Look old. His days are never old. They are as young as a youth. Which means that's the life we need. Isn't it? Amen.
Amen.
Let me quickly go back. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I said earlier, we are his workmanship. We are created to do something. Amen.
Amen.
Now, every creation was made to do. Amen?
Amen.
When I say do, for thou hast created all things and for thy pleasure. That's where I'm going, really. They were and were created. Amen.
Amen.
Can someone say do pleasure?
Do pleasure.
I want to do pleasure. What is the pleasure of God? I want to do God's pleasure. Can you do his commandment? When you can do God's commandment, you can do his pleasure. But you can't even know that commandment. I can't. It has to be revealed. Now, angels, they have their own law. Can we open to Psalm 103, please? Amen. Yes, Psalm 103.
Very, very simple.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Amen. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'll fast forward it to 11. Okay, Emery 17. Sorry? So I read from 18. To such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandment, to do them. Amen. So the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Amen. We can see clearly here, see, these are angels. Now, well, I'm not going to start explaining something. These angels, called angels, are angels. Amen. Now, what I mean really is this. In the order of the angelic, these ones are, when you say angel, this one are angel. Which means in their stature, they are more higher than any other realms of angelic presence. So in their world, they are called angels. Amen. Amen. Now, it says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. And we'll see why I say so. That do his commandment. That's where I'm going, but you know, I'm going to use this to explain also. They do what? His commandment. So by nature, what these angels do is just the word. When God gives, they don't turn. All they do is just they carry it out. Action. It's like when we say what you, when you receive the command, you ask questions later. Do it first, ask questions later. These ones don't even ask questions, they just do. Now, these are all, this is a realm of pleasure. Amen. This is a realm of pleasure. So when you are doing something to please God, you are actually doing, you're not just, okay, what is God giving me now? Okay, let me just go do this. Okay, turn left. You know those instructions? The Holy Spirit told me to turn left. I was being led. Say, stand on 3rd Avenue. Wait for a car. Then you see a blue-red car. Blue in the front, red at the back. Then you see a very tall man driving. Then enter the car. Then the car will drop you. You know, we have leadings. But this one is not that. This one is how to get to him. Or how to journey to him. How many of us know that God, what God is most concerned about is how you can journey to him? Yes. Amen. Amen. So if I want to learn how to journey, then God will teach me. Amen. We've been learning things. This is the school of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Then God will teach me doctrine. How many of us know that his doctrine are also his commandments? Yes. Amen. Amen. The doctrine of God are his commandments. Right? Now, when you hear the word commandment, you know, the first thing that will come to my mind is, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But those commandments are not really, those are the Old Testament commandments. How many of us know we have a New Testament commandment? This commandment is not known. It is what? Revealed. From faith to faith. I am not ashamed of the gospel. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Right? Now, we've been learning. I'm not going to talk too much because I know justice will be done to this faith thing. Now, when it says from faith to faith, now this righteousness of God being revealed is not, you know, our natural expression of faith. This is my faith. You know, I have my faith. My faith. You know, that's one of the one I use when I want to pray to God for things. Okay, God, I want. No, there's a way you can access the word, the power of the word, by faith. Say, if you can sit to this mountain, be moved. Thou shalt be moved. They give the soul a measure of things. What's faith, really? Faith is what? The evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. So, which means faith itself is a vehicle that delivers something to you. So if faith is a vehicle, you have your own. that one is not God's own faith. So when they are saying, have God kind of faith, many of us, we've that God kind of faith, when God created it, he said, let there be light, and there was light. So therefore, when you believe, it shall be established. All right. I can tell you for sure. See, when I just started knowing God, honestly, I used it well. There was a time I didn't have money for gas inside my car. See, I was a student. It means I was struggling. Yeah. I say, trust me. If you see that car, self, you pity me. I say, God, I don't have gas in my car. I say, Lord, you know I need gas. That's all I said. Now, just so you know, this faith, I used it not in the sense of, God, I need. You know, I just believe. So inside me, say, God, I just know that. Know that statement, for your father know what you need. I said, God, you know I need gas. Amen. So when I said, you know I need gas, lo and behold, a friend borrowed my car. He returned the car with half tank. I said, correct. Just so you know. Just so you know, the gas was at level E when he borrowed it. You know that E level? So when you are struggling, this thing was so weird. You are waiting for that yellow light. Can I? No, wala, take. Maybe the guy pitied me. I said, see this guy. He left it. But by faith, he walked. And it's not twice. I didn't have money. I said, God. Now, you see, that faith was growing. Yeah. That I was saying it. Say, God, you know, and this time I didn't say it. For your father, I know what you need. Yeah. I just, in my... What happened? In my heart, I just, you know what you say? I just believed. We learned believing today. In my heart, I said that faith has what? Grew. I just said, in my heart, I didn't even say it out. Thought. I just think it. So I went to visit somebody. And they said, you need money? Just give me $50 US. US. When I say US dollars, wow. If I convert it, that's like $60. Correct. And it worked. It worked. Why? Because the soul needs what? To grow in faith. Amen. Amen. So say righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Can we read that thing, please? Let's open to the book of Romans. I believe it's in chapter 1. Amen. Amen. So I'll read from verse 16. It said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I love that word, of Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh my God, how many of us love the message this morning? And in short, if I've been confused about Jesus, Holy Ghost, and the Son, by now I'm no longer confused. Amen. You know why? Everything was put into place. Holy Ghost. I know Holy Ghost. So you are the one that did that one. I now know who the Son is. And as we've learned, only a son could make a son. Why? Because he has the secret to sonship. So he uttered a way called faith. It is the faith in me. God, faith of the Son. Amen. Amen. The faith of the Son is a new life entirely. Do you know it's a foreign life to all the life you've ever known? All the life I've ever known, it's foreign. See, the life I know has no knowledge of what that life is. That's why it has to be revealed. Amen. He said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." Amen. I like that word. Righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Amen. Amen. Have we seen before that when we read this scripture, before when I read this scripture, I usually point it towards, okay, from faith to faith, you must grow in faith. So, you know, that faith grew indeed. I used to say, you know what I need. Now I don't say it again, I just think it. And it was still working. But that one is not the righteousness of God. But what this scripture is talking about really is the righteousness of God that is being revealed. So, which means the way God reveals his righteousness is by faith. And this faith, he get level. That's why it is what? From faith to faith. So which means as I'm learning Christ, I'll grow in faith. Which means I grow up in him in all things. So as I'm growing in Christ, I grow in faith. This is the righteousness of God. Amen. Amen. The righteousness of God is not the righteousness of man. Yes. Now, I love that word. Say, I am, what's it called? I am the righteousness of God. By the time they bring righteousness of God to my soul, when I look at it, I say, woe unto me, I am undone. It's true. Why? Because the righteousness of God is not after my order. It is after the order of another faith. That is what? Foreign. How many of us know that you've been learning faith before you met Christ? See, everything concerning this word that I learned is a faith. It's a life. What do you think faith teaches? Doctrine. So the faith in this world teaches the doctrine of this world. What is the doctrine of this world? Love what? Love your life. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are doctrines. How many of we drank this water well? We drank what? This water? This one is another water of life called water of death. We were drunken with the water of death and we call it life. It's death but yet life. No wonder Christ said, "What if you what? Keep your life, you will lose it." See that? Keep life. What it's really telling you is you don't really have a life, but you are keeping death. So the life you think you have is actually gone. So the life that you've been exposed to is actually gone. So if you want to now start accessing life, which is the doctrine of life, then I have to teach you how to access life, which comes by doctrine. Who is the man that really is living? How can you tell someone really is living? You know, to God, in the spirit, is just the dead and the living. So when we got born again, God quickened us. We came to life. But life is in measures. The measure of faith you have is the measure of life you keep. Amen. Because it says from faith to faith. Amen. 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 So as we grow in faith, we grow in life. So how is this life coming to us? It's by the doctrine of the Son. Then the Son teaches his own doctrine. After you've finished the course of the doctrine of Christ, then you now start to learn further. His own doctrine is different. and yet they are the same. Which means in the course of learning the Godhead, we come to certain levels of knowledge in them. So God had to now what? Bring forth this doctrine and then begin to teach it to you and I. And those things that he's teaching becomes commandments. And because we don't know the New Testament, it has to be revealed. Therefore, those commandments are new. Why? So here's the word. Why is it new, really? It's new because it's also foreign to your nature. When my nature encounters it, that this is new. I don't know this one. Why? Because you can't detect this DNA. This DNA is totally different. Amen. Wow, today is so cool. Amen. It's so cool. Amen. And one thing I am sensing today is that God wants to see that doctrine. He wants to impart it in the heart. Now, we will receive an impartation. Because all I'm doing really is just explaining a few things. Why? Because, you know, as we are receiving that food, then our eyes also need to see it somehow. So when we are journeying, it is visible. So you won't be like, oh my God, how can I do this? Oh Lord, how can I attain? It is possible. It is not grievous. Amen. So we start learning from faith to faith. Now, each faith that we come into, as I said earlier, is a birth. Amen. Each birth comes by believing. Why? Do you know that that's what the soul does by nature? What the soul does is to believe. The soul is a believer. It's the real believer. So when they ask you, are you a Christian? Oh, yes, I'm a believer. No, the real believer is the soul. Why? Because that is where resolve comes. So if your heart or your soul really has not believed, you are not really established in that faith. Amen. Amen. So why do I say believing is very important? Can we open to the book of John, chapter 20? Amen. There is a specific chapter I'm looking for. A verse, I mean. I think it was in 20. This is John 20. See, and these things have I written unto you, that you might believe. I'm looking for it here. Oh, yes, I'm in 21. Sorry. Yes. So, it said, but these are written. That is verse 31. I know it was the last verse. My Bible was tricking me a bit. Said, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. So, the key word here is you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. Now, he didn't say here that you should just believe. Or say, just believe Jesus. He said, this is written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. That is a knowing of a faith. Amen. Amen. He said that Jesus is the Christ. Then again, the Son of God. And that believing, I like the word believing, Which means there is many, many believing. So which means I must believe many, 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 many times. Amen.
Amen.
So each time I believe, what happens? I have life. Each time I believe, I receive doctrine. Which is why, oh my God, we are what? Being justified by faith. Why? They are both being. What? Believing, continuous. Being, continuous. So which means, I must believe till I believe to the uttermost.
Yes.
Be of good cheer. The cause of believing, that is what they are administering to us. Why? Because when all this word come, it is come for us to believe. Why? Because it is we are receiving the teachings of Christ. The doctrine bring forth fraud for us to receive his life. Amen.
Amen.
So I will what? Believe many, many, many times. Can I show you just the first believing? Just the first believing. Can we open to John 3? 3. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this man, called Nicodemus, is a very interesting guy. See, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, the same came to Jesus by night. And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. I love that word. We know that thou art a teacher. He's not a preacher. He's a teacher. It is very important to know that word. Why? Because when you talk about, when Israel is talking about a teacher, it's called rabbi. They are the people they know, come to know that they what? They have knowledge. They have knowledge. They are wise. So when you say thou art a teacher, it's not just a teacher. You know we have teachers on earth. We have many, many teachers. But this one is a teacher. From where? From God. So, in some degree, you can say that this guy has sight. His sight cries. Ah! So, because of his status, you know what? I want this thing. He went by night. And I said to Christ, Christ, we know that thou art a teacher from God. Now said, for no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him. Oh my God. You see, this is interesting. Israel knew Egypt. They knew all those parting the Red Sea and all that stuff. And they parted the Red Sea. Ha, they heard the story. So when they were seeing Christ performing miracles and doing all those things, some were vexed and they were saying, he's cast, no, you are using evil spirit to cast out evil spirit. Say, yeah, I say, you are your father, the devil. So why? How can I be using the power of Beelzebub to cast out demon? It's not possible now. But this one knew who Christ was. So thou art a teacher from God. Which means if he's a teacher from God, what is he teaching? God. So he has insight that he's a teacher. The funny thing is, he didn't say you are a miracle worker. Say, for no man can do these things that you do except God be with him. So which means really, he wasn't looking at the miracles. So he was not looking at miracles. What he was looking for, who is this man? Ah, so you are a teacher from God. Amen.
Amen.
And I love this story very well for a particular reason. We can all reckon with the dude, Saint Nicodemus. Why? Because he has what we have. Amen.
Amen.
Said, Jesus answered and said unto him, now this is where I'm going, the first part. Say, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
So there is a need to see the kingdom. Yes, if you are not born, you can't even see kingdom. Yes, the people that see kingdom are them that are what? Growing from faith to faith in the righteousness of God. Now, when I saw that part one time, I was like, oh, if I'm not born again, I cannot see heaven. I just translated the kingdom of God to heaven. So if I was not born again, I cannot see heaven. So when I gave my life to Christ, thank God, I can now see heaven. But the kingdom of God is not heaven. God is in heaven, but his kingdom really is not in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Heaven is just his office. Why? Heaven is your throne. The earth is your footstool. But there is a place he's going. Eh? Just think about it. A man from eternity past. He's been from eternity before heavens were created. Said, I'm still looking for a place to rest. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Say, where is the house that you have built unto me? Wherefore all these things has my hand made. Heaven is too inferior to classify it as the kingdom of God. Why? Because it's the work of his hands. God does not dwell in the work of his hand. Do you know what he's looking for? Things made by his face. So the things made by the face of God are the things that make sense. His face teaches doctrine. That's what the face of God teaches. Doctrine. Do you know that if the face of God does not shine on earth, we are doomed. We just pack up. Okay, where are we going? So God, where should we just go now? Why? Because there's no hope. It's true. There's no hope. It's okay. So, okay, we are born again, but what else? That tells me now I'm born again, not just to be born again. Yes. After I'm born again, there is a calling. Now, that born again, really, you are not born again. Sorry, it's not, you know, and I'm just saying that you're not born again. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say really is, we were what? Turned. The process of being born is different. So when we were what? Born is when we started receiving the things of God. The things that Christ begins to teach. Now so he uttered a faith that is not known. That is foreign to man. And that is what is teaching you and I. Amen. So this first birth, it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That is the first birth. That is the first believing. Now, I'm saying the first believing, after you've been, you know, the first thing you do is you believe to God. Okay, you got born again, you changed. Father, thank you. Now I'm a Christian. Now, the believing that gives birth to sons, this is where it starts. Amen.
Yes.
Now it says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He was confused. What kind of process is this? This is foreign. You say I should be born again. I can't enter my mother's womb. Why? Because the only process I know is that I must enter a womb. And that's how they give birth to people. But the Father of Spirit doesn't give birth that way. The Father of Spirit teaches. So when he teaches, then what? We learn and then we are born of him. Amen.
Amen.
Now said, and said unto them, what is it? He said, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So he first of all told him, you can't see. After you see, then you need to enter. Entrance is different. So this enter too, I was always translating it, I'm happy. Oh, here go enter heaven. Yay. But this is different. This is not of that order. So you must enter. When you say enter the kingdom, when you enter the kingdom, you nasty journey again. They start teaching you, okay, let us start learning, learning, learning. Why? All these are processes of being born in sonship. When Christ is raising a son, that's how he gives birth. How many of us know that all angels are sons? All angels are sons. Satan is called son of the morning. Lucifer, son of the morning. How are that falling? Okay, that one is, even if that one is not enough evidence, let's go to Job. Say what? The sons of God gathered. Who are they? Say all sons. They say, where are they? All sons. Gather all of them together. No wonder when God graced one particular son called Christ, all of the angels say, and the angels worship. Why? We see a son that is different from all kinds of sons. Now, that's very simple and interesting. But just imagine. Imagine all these, you know, angels, when they part the Red Sea. Now, if God wants to do something now, he will just, things will happen. Are you seeing angels that will stand upon the sea and on the earth? Angels, you did that one controlling the wind. Now, angels are powerful. Angels do things. God send them. If you see an angelic stature, eh? Do you know that it was just one angel John saw? Say, ah. Said, now, see that thou do it not. I'm of thy fellow brethren, the prophet. You saw that one. Ha. But that is not even the son. Why was he bowing down? He saw great glory. Say, ha. This one is, I'm not Christ. Please stand up. Now, come to think of Christ. Why? He has obtained a more excellent name than they. Oh, my God. The world, they have excellent name. See, that word, excellent name, is not just saying that word, Jesus. He obtained a more excellent name. Why? Because angels are named. This one is a new son. They named him Christ. Amen. So Christ needs to bring what? His faith to me. And I will begin to learn. Amen. I begin to learn his faith. And to until I grow up in him in all things. Amen.
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 So therefore, sons do. Amen.
Amen.
What sons look for is to the pleasure of the Father. That was what Christ was doing. The first title of son to Christ was, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. See that word? Please. What got him that title? Pleasing. Pleasing. He pleased him. That means Christ was what? Doing. He was obeying Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So he obeyed Christ. He pleased. Oh, what did I say? Sorry. He obeyed God. Yes. I like the word Christ. That was why. I'm still in that thing. Christ, that in Christ. Manisha Levesen, Garabara Sheven, Lebenonstar. Sit Christ, sit, sit. Sit Christ. Christ is sitting. Sitting Christ. Sitting Christ. Christ, sit on your heart. Christ, sit on your heart. Christ, sit on your heart. For you must receive him. You must receive Christ and receive his teachings and receive his doctrines that you might please him that he's on the throne. That he's on the throne. Why? Because the Son has all pleasing. For I am on this right side and I have all pleasings to do pleasure to the Father. There are pleasures even for eternity that is not even known. For I am pleasure. My heart is in a die, and you must do me. You must do me. And as you do me, you come into God. You come into God, and you have the stature of God in you. Amen. That's my message today. You must what? Do God. Say, I must do God. So when you receive his commandment, make sure you do them. Because the order of sonship is in doing. Yeah? We do pleasure. Funny enough, I didn't even read that chapter. I was going to read it, but it's okay. We can read it later. Psalm 103, if you read it further, you see the what? The ministers of his, that what? They so called them, they do is, that's their own, they say they do his pleasure. Eh? But the first one, that angels, they hearken to the voice of his commandment. That's another pleasure. So pleasure differs. Eh? As faith increase, pleasure increase. So as we go from faith to faith, it's also from pleasure to pleasure. The amount of pleasure you can generate is the amount of faith you have. Eh? The faith of Christ that you have is the amount of pleasure you can give to God. Because he's the author of all pleasure. So God is calling us to do more pleasure. So as I learn Christ, what I do, pleasure. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I told you we're in for something. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. I can see they are making us settle into this life. That's what they're trying to do with these teachings. This kind of teaching is showing us through variety of scriptures and angles the essence of this learning. So now you should be able to differentiate between faith, right? Faith for believing, getting things, and then this faith that we're talking about is faith for life. It's different. Yeah, so this is what we ought to. It ought to become our school and our doing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.